We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And the person's, you guys signed Miles about the fastball, curveball combo. What do you think the ways to put that into effect?
I thought it was a very professional, steady outing. First time out. Here, the curveball fastball combination worked. The changeup was a good pitch for him. The changeup he threw his last outing, that six pitch, 90 some pitches, and he finished up with more in the bullpen to get to 100. I think that outing probably really gave him a boost of confidence in using his changeup. His changeup played for him tonight as well. The double play we turned in the fourth was good. He just kept him off balance, controlled bat speed really well. So happy with what we saw, and clean outing for him. First time out on the mound here at PNC. It was good.
How important is that bounce back game for your bullpen?
Well, I have trouble using the term bounce back this early. People look at things different ways. We just need to go play baseball. And I've been more of the mindset when I'm talking to them that just go play the game. Let's get some continuity. Let's get some rhythm. Let's get some reps. And I really believe and I'm confident that things will clean themselves up because of the skill levels that the guy's got. So, yes, and it's not the way you'd have drawn it up. I mean, it's two from Kingham and it's one from Rodriguez in the eighth, which is an inning he hasn't had a lot of experience with, and then Felipe to finish. So it was a well-pitched game by us. It was a well-executed game plan by our pitchers. And they all deserve some credit tonight. It's still been a part of something pretty unique. I've never managed a game where we've lost a shutout, so I don't know how long I can continue that going. But I told Ray today before the game, I said, we throw a shutout tonight, we're going to win. It doesn't always happen when you say it.
How important is it for somebody like Jordan or anybody who comes to a new team to make a good first impression?
Well, it's a conversation I've had with the pitchers. And I even rallied the guys up because I don't know what they feel. And, when you leave a game and it's clean and then you go out for that next inning and you come out maybe cause, and it's not clean and there's a mark, and what's the difference of feelings? I want to hear from them. And they said, there's value having a clean out. And, you always want to go more. In the situation we're in, you always want to go more. I think we all need to be honest self-evaluators and realistic as well. And I think there is some importance. And I told Jordan this. I said, I may have been more important from my perspective to get you out there to compete and throw everything in. We have no intentions on you being a five-inning guy. Tonight, it's just the way it worked with the pitches that were thrown. So I was the one that spoke to him and shared that with him. And he wanted to push it a little bit. And I said, we are good for tonight. This is good.
I know you don't want to call it bounce back, but how important was it for Nick King to give you two. We
scored two runs. We didn't have a lot of wiggle room. So, yes, it was a good opportunity for Nick to start with a clean inning. The first time he touches it, that's not an optimum time to come in a game out of the bullpen. So that's one of the things I said last night. We're looking for some opportunities to get some guys some clean starts and clean innings. And he came out, and his sinker got better as the more pitches that he threw. There was a good mix involved. And I thought he attacked and stayed very, very aggressive. First pitch strikes were good. Four hitters retired on three pitches or less, I think. It was 30 on the night, so it was efficient innings. It's good to see.
And how important was it to get that extra run in the night?
It's never not important to get out on runs. And you don't realize how valuable they are until you don't get them. I mean, you get that extra one there and see, look how the inning played out. The next inning played out. We've had opportunities to do this. We haven't. We talked about it a little bit as a group today. And the game doesn't know the game's important. Whether it's the second inning, the fifth inning, or sixth inning, there's a chance to play to run with a runner through, less two outs, let's do it. But we have a tendency to, later on, it's more important. It's really not more important. And that's just the collective mindset we're just trying to remind them of. And normally we've built innings by being athletic, and then we get kind of robotic. And just stay athletic. Just keep playing. And tonight, only two runs, but a couple hit and runs in the inning, just some action to keep things looped, keep things moving. I was really happy with their effort and their intensity is to continue to push it.
Much like the execution on the hit and run there with Pablo going first to third, the reaction to once that ball slips past Carrasco.
Well, he's got a good reaction. Shuck makes the play happen. I mean, we're just hitting the ball. We're trying to hit the ball hard where it's pitched. Not necessarily on the ground, but, you know, a low liner, and it worked. It worked with Cervelli. We got some hard contact, got some people in motion. Pablo made a good read. It was an important play, and then we're out to get a battle at bat from Newman. You know, he chased a fastball up. It's probably a strike, and it's a ball you think that might be the good pitch to hit to get out in the air or do something with, and he missed that one. So now it's two strikes against a tough guy. And they made a nice pitch, and he got enough of it just to move it and make something happen and score a run. So it was a gritty at bat.
What'd you think of that double play in the fourth inning, got runners on first, second, Junko turns that play?
It's a big play. You know, it could be one of the pivotal plays in the game, and the play Bell makes in the eighth inning is a pivotal play, holding the base, and the play that was reviewed, because that's a throw that we had time to probably get in a better spot. It didn't happen, and Bell picked up Gong on that, picked us up on it. Who knows how the inning plays out, because that's kind of what we saw happen to us a couple days ago, that you give extra 90s and you let the other team play with extra outs. You're playing with you're not playing the game the way it needs to be played.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.